Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who's that Mo house, bruh? Who's that Digi house? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa, whoa. Hey.
VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass.
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020, you ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut, shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9-to-5. Hey, hey, go on working for a real nigga. That air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Good evening, good afternoon. How's everybody doing out there tonight? August 20th, Friday, 8 p.m. It's about that time. I'm your host, the Asiatic with the Static, the Wise and Civilized, the Trendsetter and not a trend sweater. The man is just like fine wine. It gets better with time. It's blazing into the new millennium. The self-appointed relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love himself, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean. That was a hell of an introduction, wasn't it? I should have put some claps with that. Ah, man, how everybody doing out there tonight? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm with the shit tonight. Whatever, what come may, I'm with it tonight. You know, I used to say I'm on one. Then I stopped saying that because I think that's what the young people say when they took an ecstasy pill or some shit. I'm on one. That's what I used to say. Well, I'm on one without being on one tonight. And I'm ready for everything. I'm ready for the smoke. I'm ready for the debates. I'm ready for the discussions. I'm ready for some crazy callers and some crazy questions and some crazy answers. Because everybody know this is the wildest podcast in the land. Slowly, and grinding and building up each and every week, more listeners, more subscribers, more sponsors. We always need more sponsors and we always need more donations, but we doing all right. I'm doing all right. I want to take this time out to say, wish my man Andre Williams, who left the hospital, amen, and made it to the rehabilitation center. So that's one step in the right direction. I have to say that, you know, keep prayers and keep hope alive that each and every day, you know, he get better. You know, leave it in God's hands. That's what they say. And keep all the prayer warriors going strong, because my mother used to tell me that, you know, prayer works. So all the prayer warriors, just keep praying for Mr. Andre Williams. Today, let's talk about it. You, everybody know in the beginning of the show, I want to talk about the COVID shot. I want to talk about Afghanistan and the Taliban. I want to talk about the relationship bullshit that we get on. But I had some crazy shit happen to me recently within the last week. I really don't know if I'm going to touch on that yet. Some real crazy shit. You know, I found out that it's not always perceived to be what it's supposed to be. And it comes in many shapes, forms, and fashions. I guess that's why they say love, peace, and happiness. Because you might get love, you might get peace, you might get happiness. But you never know which one you're getting, and you never know what order they're coming in. You don't even know if they all coincide with each other. I'm not even real sure. It just sounds good. Love, peace, and happiness. But how many people out there saw the fucking plane out in Afghanistan with all the people trying to grab onto the plane to leave Afghanistan because the Taliban took over? Did you see that? I think they said they had a plane that could hold maybe, I'm not sure, 100 and something people, and they had like 600 people on the plane, or they had people running outside the plane trying to grab onto the plane. I mean, I really don't know what, if they was trying to stop the plane or they was trying to hold on to the outside of the plane. But I know they was trying to get the fuck out that country. And it ain't funny. They was trying to get the fuck out of there because the Taliban done took over and it's getting ready to be some crazy shit over there. And I don't fault Biden for pulling the American soldiers out there. Finally, we get a president to say, let the people over there, let them handle their own shit, you know, let them deal with it. Let them deal with their own problems instead of the United States always buttoning everybody's business. Let them deal with their shit. They'll work it out. And if they don't work it out, they'll sort it out. And that might not be a good thing to say, but the United States, we can't always be jumping in and out of everybody's business all the time. And I think, really, to be honest with you, I think that plain shit that they had on the news with all the people running next to a plane and trying to grab onto the plane and trying to hold on to the plane, I think that was just some old made-up fucking media bullshit to make everybody believe what they want to believe. Because we're, contrary to popular opinion, and I don't really know if everybody know, but you know, media does run the world, right? The world is run by the media. And who controls the media? The government. So the government can paint any picture they want to paint, and then make you believe it. So they show a whole bunch of people running alongside of a plane to make you think the people is desperate to get out of that country so you could welcome into this country with open arms. Everything that was told to you, they want you to believe. Everything. They want you to believe that French kissing started in France, because they call it French kissing. They want you to believe that anal sex started in Greek, because they call that Greek love. Anal sex, they call it Greek love, so they want you to believe that it started in Greece. What other fads they got? They want you to believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America. They want you to believe that all black men got big dicks. They want you to believe that all white women got flat asses. Everything that they teach you and they tell you, they want you to believe. And most of us do. But that don't mean it's right. That don't mean it's correct. Because we know it's such things as a myth. And the government could paint any kind of picture they want to paint for you. Just like with the COVID shot. They're telling everybody now we got to, excuse me, they're telling everybody now you got to get the COVID shot. You got to get the COVID shot. You got to get the COVID shot. Now they got the jobs telling you that by October 1st, if you don't take the COVID shot, either you can't continue working at the nursing homes and the group's homes, or I heard somebody say that one job told them if you don't take the COVID shot, that you will have to pay for the COVID test every week. Then I know somebody else told me at their job that if they don't take the COVID shot, they got to take the COVID test 2 times a week. And if they miss one, they have to pay for it because the job scheduled it. Now they also saying if you took the COVID shot, it doesn't do anything for the new strand of COVID that's out here. You got to take a booster shot on top of the fucking COVID shot. Now, come on. That's just too damn much for me. I cannot believe that. I don't want to put none of that shit in my body. It's not FDA approved. In the past, they have took 20 and 30 and 15 and 40 years to make vaccines. They made the COVID vaccine in 6 months. They tell you all about the people who took the COVID test. They don't tell you nothing about the people who get sick from it, the people that die from it. They don't tell us none of that. They just show all these commercials on TV and on the news and on the radio about families. Oh, I got the COVID shot and my sister got it and my mother got it and my kids got it. Happy commercials. Commercials that make you feel good. I want to know about the side effects. I want to know about the people who take the COVID shot and fall out dead. I want to know about the people that take the COVID shot and wake up with the chills and headaches and high fever. I don't just want to know about the people who take the COVID shot and and nothing happened. They didn't even get a sore arm. Like I said, the government and the media controls what everybody believes in the world. And that's a true statement. Whatever the government wants you to believe, that's what they tell you. They want you to believe that the COVID shot is good. So they put a bunch of people smiling and happy faces and taking the shot like nothing ever went wrong. But like I said before, I don't want none of that shit in me. I don't want that. I don't want the booster shot. I don't want it. I don't want it. Now, if it come a time when I have to take it, I guess I will have to take it. But if 71% of people in New Jersey took the shot, then shit, the other 29 people should be safe. That's what I'm bargaining on. And I'll keep taking my zinc, and I'll keep washing my hands, and I'll keep wearing my mask. And I just roll the dice and I just take the chances and come what may, and we'll see what happens. On to the next one. I'm tired of talking about the COVID. It's everywhere you go, it's COVID. Like I said, they tell you one thing and they want you to believe it. They want you to believe that, like I said earlier, they want you to believe that French kissing started in French because they call it French kissing. They want you to believe that the Greeks started anal sex because they call it Greek love. They want you to believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America because they tell you that. They want you to believe that all black men got big dicks. All white women got flat asses. All that's bourgeois bullshit. And it's not proven fact. Really, it's proven to be not a fact. So I'm just going to continue to do what I do. I know people say I got a filthy mouth sometimes, but somebody got to do it. We can't all have PG podcasts and G. We got to have rated X. We got to have rated triple X and parental guidance advised. Or you got to have some people that just talk the talk and don't give a damn. And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, you don't. How do you use the bitch word? That's what they want to know. How do I use the bitch word? And how do I use the fuck word? And how do I use all these words and all this profanity? And I tell people every week, I'm an intelligent person acting like a fool sometimes, because a fool can't act intelligent. I'm just here to entertain everybody, and that's what I do. And I might curse sometimes. Don't get me wrong, I might. You know, I mean, it's not nothing. Somebody, this is a good one. Somebody asked me one time, how can you start calling a woman a bitch? Like, how can you start doing that? I'm like, man, is you crazy? You can't walk up to no woman and just call her a bitch. You can't. You just can't call your lady or your wife. You just can't call her a bitch out the blue. You crazy? She might knock your head off. She might cut you, or she might slap you. You know, you'll be sleeping on the couch. You know, I tell people, you gotta work your way in on it. You gotta ease your way on it. You gotta take your time with it. You wanna start calling your lady a bitch? You know what I mean? You wait until your lady tell you a joke or do something funny. You know what I mean? When she do something funny, and then you say, "Oh, baby, you crazy bitch." Then you laugh. Or if she say something else, she might say, "Go, you know, take the garbage out." You might say, "Bitch, you crazy." You know, you got to laugh about it. You got to get them used to it. You know what I mean? "Oh, you funny, bitch." Or when you in bed with them, you know what I mean? "Do it, bitch. Do it. Do it, bitch. Do it." Like that. Ease your way into it. Don't never just try to walk up and call a woman a bitch. Hell no. You might get cut. Might get killed. That's what I always say. ease your way into it, everybody. Ease your way into it. And don't get mad if she called you one, you know, during sex or whatever, because she might want to return the favor and call you one. So if you call her one, she might just call you one. And that's real. Oh, man, I'm sipping out some Tito's. No weed tonight. No weed. I'm not a weed head. I do that every now and then, once in a blue moon. I like to drink on the weekends, Friday nights. I like to do that. Other than that, I don't even drink during the week. I got a natural high. Oh, we got a good show for you, though, tonight. I got a guest coming through, R.D. Bush, author. This lady, this woman, I actually read not all of the book, but some of the book. And I was talking to her earlier, and I told her I wrote my first book in 2008. I haven't read a book since 2008. I tried, but I couldn't. I even told people I read their books. Like, a lot of people from prison would send me their manuscripts, hoping that I could help them self-publish their book. But I had like a group of people that read books for me, and I would give it to them, and I would let them read it and tell me how I was. But this book by R.D. Bush, Beautifully Broken, I'm promoting that book. I'm co-signing it. Yeah. The book is good, and she's going to be on the show in about 10 minutes. To tell us all about her life. It's really her life story is really something that I said earlier, it should be told in all the schools to me across the country, to not only help young girls, but help women, help men too. And just to help, and that's what it's all about. When people write books, it's all about reaching people and helping people. If you help one person, then you did your job. If you reach one person, then you could feel like you did your job, and that's real. I see a lot of numbers on the line. We're gonna get to them soon. We're going to start doing a raffle soon. This is going to be a big raffle now. Pay attention. It's going to be a raffle for ladies and men. I got about three guys that I'm thinking of bringing on, and then I'm going to need about three or four ladies. And we're going to do a raffle. And the raffle might, I'm not sure if it's going to be a $50 raffle, or I haven't got the price down, and you're going to win free, whatever the raffle is. If you win the raffle, you will get breakfast and head. And I got a couple of gentlemen I got in mind. I got the guy from Brooklyn in mind. I got Forrest in mind. And I got Andre in mind. I just need a couple of females in mind. I might have to reach out to Tracy and see what's up. Yeah. The winner will receive breakfast and head. Did I say breakfast and head? Or did I mean to say breakfast and bed? I guess breakfast and head sound better, right? You get your breakfast of your choice from anywhere. Anywhere you want your breakfast from. Waffle House, IHOP, John Jack's, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. You get your breakfast delivered to you on a Sunday morning by either myself, Forrest, man, the guy from Brooklyn, or Andre Williams. And I need about three or four ladies out there that could deliver breakfast to some men. Damn it. Breakfast and head, everybody. Breakfast and head. That sound good. Breakfast and head. Let me give myself a round of applause for breakfast and head. Breakfast and head, everybody. So we're going to start taking raffles soon. we're going to start taking raffles soon, and hopefully we can have enough people to participate that we'll be able to afford the breakfast from wherever they want it from. Breakfast in head, whatever one you want. Oh, man, I love this show, for real. I love this show. I want to thank everybody who call in every week and listen. I want to thank the people that click on the line. I want to thank all my guests. I got a couple of things to sponsor later. But nobody paid me this week, so I can't sponsor you. I can't sponsor you. Nah, I'm just joking. I guess. But, yeah, everybody out there on the link, let me go through the rules real quick. If you're on the line and you want to speak to the host, me, or if you want to speak to the guests, you press 1. If you're on the link, you clicked on the link, you can't do anything but listen. If you called in and you just want to listen, that's fine. But if you want to speak to somebody, if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a statement or anything like that, you have to press 1. I'm going to – give me 1 minute. R.D. Bush, I think you out there. I think I see a number. I'm going to hold on 1 minute. Let me pour me a shot because it's time to get nice now. How everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing good. Yo, we want some people, you know, to participate tonight. You know what I mean? Press 1. Let's have some fun out there tonight. That's what we want to do. Okay. All right, Mark. She's on the line. Let's have some fun tonight, man. That's what this shit is all about. I do this shit every week. You know what I mean? I do this to have some fun and entertain everybody. It's kind of, you know, it's fun. It takes a lot of hard work, you know what I mean? But it's fun. And I'm sure the people who listen every week, you know, they enjoy it too. So, you know what I mean? Let's have some fun, you know. Let's if you want to make a statement, press 1. If you want to ask the guests a comment, anything like that, let's just do it. Let's just have some fun tonight. It's Friday night. Tomorrow, not promised to you. You know what I mean? You only live once. And if you do it right, that's all you need. Okay, we're going to go to a song real quick. And I'm going behind the scenes with my guests. And I'll be right back. Let me see what I feel like hearing. Give me a second here. Oh, man, it's been hot having it. I know somebody that, I know a young lady that liked this song, so I'm going to play this song right here. We'll be right back with the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love, right after this song.
Shout out, Young Swish.
I want you to know that I love you. Show the world that I love you when I Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works.
Yeah,
when there's rain showers, the sun shines again.
Woo.
Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Woo.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast, the self-appointed relationship guru, himself, Mr. Fuck Love. Asiatic with the static, the wise and civilized, the trendsetter, never trend sweater. It's like fine wine. I'm getting better with time. Oh, man. My guest is on the line. I just had somebody hit me behind the scenes. I had a female hit me up, so we got one. We got one female. I need two more for the breakfast and head raffle that we're going to be doing, the breakfast and head. Yeah, we're serving breakfast and head. So I got the guys already, the guy from Brooklyn, Forrest Nance and Andre Williams. They'll be delivering you breakfast and head, young ladies. So we're going to be doing that raffle sometime in September. Now, this is for contests. It's for ladies and men now. Ladies like breakfast and head, too. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But look, this is my favorite part without no further ado. This young lady was brought to my attention by a close friend of mine that supports the show. And he told me, he was like, I have somebody that I think would be good for your show. They wrote a book and it fits right in with, no, he said they wrote a book. And I said, well, you know, my show is about relationships. He was like, that's what I'm saying. Her life story, her book fits right in with the topics of your show and relationships. I was like, okay, cool. And it took a couple of times. We kept playing phone tag and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes when you keep missing each other and you're playing phone tag, then you know that's a good thing, because that sometimes the powers that be, they try to stop positivity. And you got to keep persevering, you know what I mean? And I guess it was destined and the stars and the moon and all that for me and her to get together, because with me and her coming together, I met a talented author. Like I said, I started reading her book. It's called Beautifully Broken. I want everybody to go out there and buy it. She's going to tell you how to get it. Beautifully Broken. And I told her earlier that I haven't read a book since I wrote my first book in 2008. I haven't read a book. I have told people to send me their manuscripts from prison. God forgive me that I read their book, but I really didn't. I gave it to my team of readers and I let them read the book and tell me it's good. But this book I actually picked up. And I couldn't put it down. And people used to tell me that about my book. Yo, I picked it up and I couldn't put it down. So when I want her to know, like, I picked her book up and I couldn't put it down, because when you're an author, I mean, it's a lot to go into that. And you want people to tell you. I used to sell people books and I used to be like, yo, call me and tell me how you liked it, because you want to hear the accolade. You want to hear what's good and what's bad about the book. And this book right here, I don't really want to spill the beans about it. I want to talk to her about it, but the book is good. Beautifully Broken And I'm going to let her tell you about the book. And in the book, she is not a quitter. She is not a person that gets knocked down and stayed down. She is a person who gets knocked down and keep getting up. She is a person that don't matter how many L's you take, it's how many W's you put up. She and I only read like 6 or 7 chapters, and it's like she's been through so much. And in the book, it makes you feel like you actually living with her, because I think she actually wrote the book in third party, which was a good idea and a good concept. I did that with one of mine. And just overall, the book is just the book is great. From my couple of times talking to her, I'm a good judge of character. She seemed like a intelligent, very humble, beautiful person. And I want her to tell you more about her journey and her trials and tribulations and everything like that. Because, like I said earlier, it's a story. Her book is like, it's a story that needs to be told. And I actually think that it should be in every school in the country to help young women separate sex from love, friends from foes, and the real from the unreal. But she could tell you more about that. So I'm going ready to bring her in, and without, I guess, any more further, let me get my, I gotta get my hand claps ready for her. I got to, because she deserves more than that. I gotta bring them in. R.D., Daniel,
hey.
I mean, what should I call you?
You can be Ra.
Call you Ra. Okay, I'll call you Ra. Because, you know, you got a lot of pseudonyms. You know, I don't know if it was Daniel. Because on the book is Daniel, what, Daniel Lee or something like that?
Danielle Lee. That's my middle name is Danielle. So I use my middle name as a character's name in the book. Danielle Lee.
Danielle Lee, yeah, that's right. And then I know you got R.D. and you got Ross, so we're gonna call you Ross this evening. All right, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and thank you for all the positive comments you said about me. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, okay. I try to get to know the people that's coming on the show, even though I don't really deal with them, like, but briefly with a couple of texts and phone conversations. And you almost turned me off. I got to let you know that, though. You almost turned me off. I had to call Daryl one day. I said, Daryl, what's up with this female, Ra, you put me on? He said, why? What's wrong? You know, Daryl. I said, I keep texting her. She won't return my texts back. He said, oh, no, maybe she working or something. I said, I don't know. And then, like a lot of people know, when I'm doing business with somebody, the only time I get uptight when people don't text me back or call me back is when I'm doing business with them. I get paranoid. So he was like, nah, she not like that. And I don't know if he reached out to you and everything, but we started communicating pretty good after that. You know, with the texts.
Right.
So I don't know, but that was a good thing. So did he reach out to you, Daryl?
No, the thing is, I have 2 phones. So this phone that I'm talking to you on right now is on silent all the time. So I don't see a lot of the texts until like later on. But somebody texts me because my other phone, my Android, is the one I usually be on the most. So that's probably what happened.
Oh, okay. All right, I see what you mean. You didn't give me the bat phone number. Okay, I got you. So you gave me the other phone. You gave me the other number. I see. But look, okay, look, where are you originally from?
I'm from Teaneck, New Jersey.
Teaneck, New Jersey. Okay, Teaneck, New Jersey. And children, if you don't mind, how many children you got?
I have 4 grandchildren. Four children and 1 grandchild.
4 children and 4 and grandchild. And your age, you don't have to give your exact age. You could, like, round it off, like 25 to 30, 40 to 45, whatever.
I'm just a beautiful age.
Well, I saw you, so I'm going to guess maybe 35 or something, like 38 or something like that. I'm going to guess. I'm just giving my listeners a visual Single. Around this single.
You follow
married,
me on Instagram
married.
Or Facebook. You know how old I am. I just had a birthday. So you follow me on social media.
Nah,
you know how old I am.
I know. You so single, married, what? Single, married.
I'm single.
Single and happy
like
or single and looking? Single and looking or single and happy?
Right now I'm single and happy.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a good thing. So look, single and happy. Let's talk first before, you know, we get all into the, what made you want to write a book about your life story?
Well, when I was younger, like a teenager, like 19, 20-ish, I was like, oh, I had an ex-boyfriend, my baby father, my first baby father, and I was like, oh, the things he had me doing, I was like, I could write a book about this. And then when I got older, I went through a whole lot of other things, and I was like, I could definitely write a book. So around 2017, 2018, I started writing the book.
Okay, so you knew early that you could write a book.
Right. I always liked writing. I always got A's in English and writing, so I always knew I was a good writer to begin with. So I already knew I had the potential.
And you was from Teaneck, but you had a love for Patterson.
Yeah, when I was 19, I started hanging out in Patterson, and that's when all my fiascos started.
Patterson, stand up. Patterson said, did you like Patterson or did you like the guys in Patterson?
Well, when I came to Patterson, I'm not saying I'm from Teaneck, so it was like a totally different place. So when you go to Patterson, my first Wednesday was like dudes on every corner. So I felt like I was a kid in a candy store. Like, oh my goodness, every corner there's an option somewhere. So I was just like, oh, this is different. I'm not used to this.
Your kid, you said it was guys on every corner, right?
Right.
So you made me laugh.
Like, yeah,
that made me laugh because when I was reading the book, I was saying a lot of stuff that you were saying in the book. I was like saying, I wonder if a lot of females think like that, like, you know, like in the book, like how you were saying, like, used to come to Patterson because, you know, Patterson had a lot of good looking brothers and stuff like that. And I was like, I wonder if a lot of females thought like that who was, you know, in nearby cities that weren't as, you know, what's the right word, wasn't as urban as Patterson.
Well, the thing is, I feel like Patterson, I mean, I think every county, especially Bergen County, they have a nice-looking guys, but Patterson is more like on the edge. Like, they're in a corner, they selling drugs. It's like, that's so exciting. Like, I don't know.
Why so? That's, all right. And your book, now, you know, I got it. Your book is full of sex. I mean, I can't.
Is that much sex in the book? Sorry,
it
ain't that much sex.
There's no way to get around it. I got to talk about it. It's a lot of sex in that book. You know what I mean? I don't want to say you was like to make people think you was like like somebody going around just sleeping around. No, it wasn't like that. It was like relationship type sex. You know what
right.
I mean? And but it just was a lot of it. To me it seemed like that. Am I right?
I mean, it was a fair enough sex in it, and I feel like, you know, I mean, that's part of life. We all have sex, so I wanted to, you know, get people a little bit on how it was sexually with certain people, then you can see how me and the person connected, and I thought that would be a great way to introduce, so you can kind of get a feel for our relationship.
And it's another part in your book where you said that this one is kind of, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Some of the stuff I feel funny saying. It's some of your book that you said that you really like. You had got accustomed to certain things so much, like you didn't even want to have sex unless somebody gave you oral sex first. Was that true?
Right.
Am I wrong or right?
When I was younger, that was true. There was times when I was still a virgin, I was just having dudes just do that to me, and then I would put my pants up. Was like, I gotta go, and then when I got in a relationship and started becoming fully sexually active, that had to be also a part of it as well. But then once you did that, then I would go ahead and do the rest of, you know, I would go ahead and do stuff. but it took me a long time to give a man oral because I thought that was, I thought that was nasty. And after my baby father cheated on me millions of times, I was like, I got to give you oral now because you keep leaving me because I ain't give you no oral.
And I'm going to be careful because woman, you love to fight.
It's like two fights in the book. What are you talking about?
You love to fight. You love to fight. I read the book now, some of the book. You love to fight. You don't take no shit. And you one of them, you one of them persons, like you like one of the females from my hood. You know, you swing first. You don't wait. You from my, I'm from 17th Avenue, Patterson. You swing first, like, you know what I mean? I read the book. You don't pull no punches, but I was taught that a long time ago. Always get the first hit in. You don't play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You,
even if you lose, you get the first hit, you good. Even if you lose, you say, oh, I got the first hit. I got her one time at least. I got hit first. Because you see me. I don't look like a fighter. I don't look like a fighter.
Yeah. But look. I know your book, like, I'm going to try to promote your book in different ways, right? If a young girl was reading your book that was maybe, like, 18 years old, and maybe she had a daughter, and like you did, and she had a boyfriend that was, you know, cheating on her and doing you the way, I could use the name because I know I read the book, the way Vargas was doing you, What advice would you give her, an 18-year-old, like that was in the same age as you, in the same situation as you? What advice would you give her if she was in a situation like you was in? Because I know you dealt with Vargas for like a long time, like 5 years, right?
No, it was like 8 years on and off.
Like 8 years? What kind of advice would you give her?
I would tell her, personally, I would tell her, leave him. He does not love you. You need to go learn to love yourself and take care of your child and give that time to your child, give that energy to your child. Do not waste your time with someone. If he's cheating on you, he's right there showing he don't love you. He don't love himself. So why would you waste your time with somebody like that when you have a whole child, you have yourself to worry about? Leave that, and you can do better by yourself. And find somebody that's going to love you for you, but you have to learn how to love yourself first.
Because you put up a lot with him.
I surely did.
Yeah, you did. Like, reading that book, I was like, wow, like, days away. I don't want to tell people the book. They got to get it themselves. But you put up a lot with him. But sometimes, you know, he would disappear for, like, days and shit like that. You know what I mean? You was like a real ride or die.
Because I believe in family, and I feel like, well, I have a kid with you. I'm going to try to make it work. I want to make it work because I want to give my child a mother and father figure because that's how I grew up. But not realizing that someone like that is not like me. They don't want a family. They want to do them and live that life and be young and have fun. And me want to be, like, locked down. That's not going to work. We're not on the same page. We're in two different books or two different chapters. So I was wrong. I didn't know any better. I was young, and I had nobody really to guide me. I had people telling me, oh, he's no good. But I myself was not listening to nobody because I wanted to make it work, and it wasn't going to work. I just wasn't getting that through my thick head until – years later, I finally woke my ass up and was like, what am I doing?
Yeah. But I got to ask you, Ra, I got to ask you this. Why no black men? Why no black men? Like, I was reading that book. I was reading the book, and then he said, no black guys. Definitely not black if they darker than me. Now, why no black men? Honestly, where did you get that from?
Well, I grew up with being insecure being dark skinned because I grew up in a house full of light skinned people, so always was insecure about being the darkest one in the house. So when I grew up, I just didn't want anyone dark skinned, a black man. I just wanted white or light. That was the only two things I was going after. I'd rather have the white than the light anyway. But I ended up with two Puerto Rican baby fathers. But as I got older, I kind of changed that a little bit, but again, I'm back to being my white dudes because that's what I really like. I like the white dudes. I like it. I just vibe better with them. It's like, yes, that's my thing. I just like white dudes. I mean, I tried everybody, so nobody can say, oh, you never tried. I tried every race, so that's it. I tried everybody, gave everybody a chance. Back to my white.
I didn't know you like white guys. I thought it was just Spanish guys. I didn't know it was white guys, too.
But when I was younger, it was, I was young with white, then I went to Spanish, then I liked back white guys, then I tried the black dudes, now I'm back to white guys.
Now you back, so right now in your life, you, it's white guys.
I'm attracted to white guys now, yeah.
Wow, that's deep. Well, I know some brothers are going to come on here later and ask you about that. I was going to save that for last, but it was chewing at me.
But that's
I'm
my preference. Everybody got their preference. Some people like fat girls. Some people like skinny girls. I don't mind. That's your business. You got to see the people that
I like
me.
Fat,
so.
I like fat girls. I like
fat girls. And so I said, why is that? That's fat all over the place. That's your business. You want, you screwing her, not me, sir. What makes you happy? That's your business.
You know how some people, you know, I think like certain things, like some things I don't know. I think the world might not never accept. But you're right about that. That's your business. But I think like some things in the world, people won't never really understand. And it ain't for them to understand. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I respect you. You know what I'm saying? For saying, feeling how you feel and putting it in a book and still standing on your ground. Like you didn't, you're not backing up from how you feel. Like, so I respect that.
But also, I also tried every race, so it's not just like white guys never tried a black guy before. Like I've tried these races, so it's not like they can't come and say you never tried. I'm good. I've dealt with black dudes, and now I'm good. I had my share, and I'm not happy, and now I'm going back to what I like.
So no more blacks for you. No more black men.
No, I mean the first person I fell in love with actually was a black man. I fell in love with a black man before all this white Puerto Ricans and the whites. Don't I fell in love with a black man, and I was like, after that, no, I'm done.
That,
been there, done
that's
that.
What's up. Been there, done that. So look, I didn't get to the ending of your book. I just got, you know, to some of the beginning. So do you think all men cheat?
Do I think all men cheat? No, I don't.
So you think it is some good men left in the world?
I think there's good men left in the world. I mean, just a majority of men cheat. Yes, I think more of a population of men cheat, but not all men. It's like no one's the same. You can't judge everybody by what one person does, but I say more cheat than not cheat.
So you said you had black men and white men and Spanish men and, you know, stuff like that, which a lot of ladies did. And most of the time people, like, email me and ask me different questions, and I always ask all the women this too, but – I mean, I've always tried to get to the end, to the real nitty gritty of it. Does size really matter?
Oh wow, size does not really matter. But I'm gonna say I love my Dominican men, but a lot of them are short. But they are good in bed. I mean, but that's slipping out every 5 seconds. Some of them. That is kind of annoying, but if you know how to, I know your thing is small and know how to work it right.
Wait, what did you say? You said that, well, you said the Dominican men, they kind of small, so it's always slipping out. Did you
well,
say
some
that?
Of them, not all of them, some of them know how to work their small thing, and some of them don't know how to work it. Let's say that. So the ones that don't know how to work it, not slipping out every 5 seconds, is kind of annoying. Learn how to control and learn how to work your thing if you know it's small.
Yeah, I know I read that in the book, so I wanted to ask you, I wanted to see what you said about that. I read that in the book that you said that you learn how to adjust to that, you know, like a small person, you learn how to adjust to it. Look, I'm all over the place with this. I'm all over the place. But look, I want you to tell people why should they buy your book and what will they get out of it?
Well, if you're a female, you should buy my book because you can relate to a lot of things going on in the book as far as relationships, as far as sex, as far as loving yourself. And me, as growing up, I didn't love myself, but I confused sex with love a lot of the times. Like, I thought, ooh, I gave them good sex, that they're not going to leave me. They may cheat on me here and there, but they're going to come back to me. They're not going to go nowhere. But sex doesn't really mean nothing if you have no real feeling behind it. So they can be with you all you want, but if they don't have no real love for you, no real feeling for you, it's always going to be, like, just based on sex or based on because you're providing something for them that they don't have, like a place to live or a car or money or you taking care of them. They'll be back for that. But I feel like women need to learn that. Like, learn to love yourself. And that sex is not the answer. Sex half the time don't mean nothing if the person is you're not really in love with the person, and you have to learn how to love yourself before you love anybody else. And a lot of people don't love themselves. They don't even know what love is. So I think people need to, if you read my book, you will kind of understand. At the end of the book, I kind of go into, I finally find myself and find out what love was, and all the stuff I went through all those years in the beginning of the book was not love, and I was just lost.
Yeah, so I agree. I think that I really, 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 I'm going to try to get, like, I got four daughters. Mm-hmm. And I really want, well, two, I got two young, well, I got two that's like, one is 24 and then the other one is 30, up in a mid, like, up with like 37. But I got two 19-year-old daughters. I got, huh?
You that old?
Yeah, hey, I'm up there. People get mad with me when I don't tell. When I don't, I'm in the upper 50s. The upper 50s.
Oh,
I've never say
I
my
would never
age,
guess that
in,
one.
Yeah. I got good genes, but I'm up there. But my oldest, put it like this, my oldest son is 40 years old. He'll be 41 in November. Yeah. So you can figure I made him when I was 15. So I've been busy. But I got two daughters that that's 19, and I want both of them to read your book. You know what I mean? Because they kind of live in, you know, they okay, but I would like for them to read your book. You know what I mean? I really think they would get a lot out of your book.
Right.
And why ask you like different questions about relationships? Because it's people out there who really, it's people out there that's right now that's living the life that you lived. You know, and some people, you never know, like something you might say tonight might just help somebody, sway somebody in the right direction. I doubt if it sway them in the wrong direction, because it's all positive, so it got to sway them in the right direction. You know what I mean? Whether it's
I hope so.
yeah, believing. Because, you know, like just like you, how you had to learn that I go back a minute. I ask you what I always ask all of my guests. I ask all of my guests all the time, and I want you to answer this one. Is love real, Ra?
Ha ha. Love is very real, but it's not as easy as people make it seem. Like, people might say, oh, I love my boyfriend, and 2 minutes later they're on Facebook talking about, oh, he did this, my boyfriend's effed up, and then next week, oh, they're in love again. That's not love. Like, all that is not love. That's facade. That's not love. Love is very hard, and it's hard to come by because it's selfless. It's not jealous. It's self-sacrificing. And I learned this in the last relationship I was in with the person I really fell in love. And I'm like, it seems so easy to say, yeah, I'm in love, but it's really a lot of work. And all this stuff, people are saying they in love with this person and that person, is really not love. And now that I found what love is, I can look at a person and it's like, oh, they're really not in love, because love does not do that. Love does not do this or that. And they're doing it, and they say, oh, I'm in love. Like, it's easy to throw out the word love, but love is very hard. It's like, you can find it, but it's not like around the corner. You have to really work for it. You really got to put a lot into it to be loved. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Was you afraid to put that in your book, all the sex you had at a young age? Was you afraid to put that in your book, like figuring out what people was going to think about you?
I hope people don't judge me, but I'm like, but people that know me. I know that. I mean, we all like sex. I mean, we all want affection and love. That's part of being. That's all part of being a human being. But I was doing a lot of it, trying to get the person to stay. I was doing it, going about the wrong way. But I really was doing this type of sex. But I mean, it is what it is. That's what I did. I mean, it's human nature. You can't. I really can't be hiding from something. We all have sex. So what's the point? We all have it. We all have done stuff.
Yeah. We gonna I wanna take a caller real fast, because we got a couple of people on here. I wanna take a caller. You mind if we go to a caller?
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. It's your show.
All right. I didn't know if you was ready for the callers yet. I'm a host with a heart.
I appreciate you.
I'm messing with you. Yo, 6052, you on the line. 6052.
Yeah. Good evening, Jay Sean. This is the guy from Brooklyn.
Oh, what's good?
What's good. What's going on? What's going on? Now, I was listening to, what is her name again? I'm sorry.
Ra.
Ra. You got to talk a little louder. Her name is Ra.
Her name is Ra? Could you hear me now?
Yeah.
Like yeah, I got you.
I just want to, you know, give her props, you know, for writing a book and, you know, going through the things she was going through to have courage enough to write a book. And, you know, I guess later on in the show, she's going to, you know, let us know how we can, you know, buy a book because I will support her, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely would say later on in the show, Valise.
Yeah. All right. No problem. I want to, you know, thank the brother Jay Sean again because, you know, I'm one of his weekly supporters. And every week you get better and better.
Oh, okay. So thank you again. You down with the breakfast in head, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
We're gonna be serving breakfast in head to ladies. So we're gonna do a raffle. So I got this one of my guys who's gonna be delivering breakfast in head to the ladies.
Oh, wow. real head, like you know you going to get the head, real head.
It's only one way to find out.
Breakfast in head. He's one of them light skinned niggas. He looked Puerto Rican too.
I got a little Dominican in me, so she might love it.
Yeah, he's not dark skinned like me. Hey yo, look, hold on, God. Let me bring my man in. Let me bring another call in real quick. Don't go nowhere, alright?
Alright.
Right.
Yeah,
4425.
Good.
4425, you on the line.
Calling. Let me tell you, I got one of my brothers.
4425.
Well, he gets a call. Hold on. Hello.
We're having a full blown conversation in the background. 4425.
Oh, this is me. Hold on for a minute. Hey, what's up, Jay Fars, man? I'm sorry. I just want to
hear you.
For me.
We hear you in the background having a full blown conversation. What's going on?
We're an old school, high school sweetheart, but I want to congratulate Ms. Ra on her book. And Jay Sean has been a friend of mine for a long time, and I always come up here every week. And like, well, I'm gonna piggyback off what the brother said a little earlier. It gets better and better every week. So once again, when she puts out that information, I'm definitely going to support because, like I said, Jay Sean brings on some very impactful people on his podcast every week, and I've known him long enough to know that if he puts people up here, they stand the test of time and they're good people. So I'm definitely going to support you, sister.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Jay, 3282 is about to come back on in a few minutes, so I'm about to hang up on this one. I'm going to be listening to the rest of the interview.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're gonna go to a song. We're gonna be right back, Rob. We're gonna hold you up a couple of more minutes, Rob, before I let you go.
No
okay,
problem.
Rob.
No problem.
Okay, we're gonna go to a song and let me see what we got going on right here. I'm gonna pour me some more Tito's. I ain't smoking tonight, but I'm drinking. I'm drinking my ass off, but I ain't smoking. Let's see what we want to hear tonight. All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Way you do that, girl. period. Who that girl? No question marks why you do that, girl. No exclamation, we've been through that, girl. Need no explanation why the ex keep chasing. Call him up and let him know that his seat's been taken. So in love, full of fun, comma, impatience. I knew this would happen, told you to focus on graduating. Black sister 2 months away from a college education. In love, what I teach and how I treat her, use a keeper. Didn't Kenny tell you not to fall in love with a dreamer? She a freak like me, call her Regina. That's lust, yo. Hyphen, no wiping, but we can up, yo. She call me Mike Jack. I just beat it, I don't fuck slow. She call me right back. I had to make a play to cut, though. Her girl's hating on the low, but they just cut, though. I was playing, she was in it for the
no,
guts, though.
No, I'm not perfect, no. No. Made my mistakes, no. But all I want is love and control.
Yes, I never knew how love felt, but I could tell you how that hurt feels. Too late to shuffle now, the cards dealt, and I played my hand and got a raw deal. No reneging now, seen her when I was downtown in sneaker zone with my little man copping them Yeezy phones. They hugged each other as we ran along, our eyes met. Told her shit, she left the house, don't feel like home. Luther on repeat, they say to each his own. Nobody's perfect, Miss E up on the ringtone. I'm about to wipe that, you shouldn't be alone. I don't care if the whole world know, put me on speakerphone. Them birds said I wasn't worth it when the bread was just crumbs and the music wasn't working. Now your shoes is Jimmy Choo's and your bag stay broken. And them super fit you girls are still lurking. It's so hurting. Why? They so searching. Through all my wrongs, I found the right person. Cause I know we always gon' be fly. All up in that coochie like an old BG. Why love?
No, I'm not perfect, no. Made my mistakes, no. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it, no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. Play. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, welcome, 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 welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. We are here with R.D. Bush, author of the great autobiography, Beautifully Broken. And I am the self-appointed relationship guru, the Asiatic with the static, the wise and civilized, the trendsetter, never the trend sweater. The man is like fine wine to get better in time. The self-appointed relationship guru, and everybody know Mr. Fuck Love here tonight. Hey, Rod, you still with us, Rod? You
see, yes.
I got a million names up here. I'm on one now. Now this is when the show get treacherous. You still got some more time with me? This one, the Tito's start kicking in and they get the seat get hotter. You know? Nah, I'm just bullshitting. I'm playing. But look, do you believe in love at first sight?
I believe in attraction at first sight. I don't know about no love at first sight.
Lust. So you're saying lust.
Lust. We can do lust at first sight, but I don't know love something. Yeah, definitely lust at first sight.
All right. I agree with that. How about the dirty names? Can somebody call you a bitch when they having sex with you?
Oh, it depends on how long I've been with you. Like, if it's like we've been like 3 years, 2 years in, and you're doing the choking, and I'll allow that then. You're choking to pull my hair. I'll allow that.
Damn it. Did you say choking? I mean, if another woman come on this show and talk about being choked during sex, what is it with this damn choking shit? For real. We had somebody on here last week that said about she like getting choked. Now you talking about the choking. I know another female that likes to be choked. What is up with this choking thing? For real. Fill me
because
and all my male listeners in on choking.
Personally, I like when a man takes charge. So I need you to throw me against the wall or get on top of me, choke me, or pull me backwards and doggy style and pull my hand. Make me feel like a daddy type of thing. Like, you make me feel submissive or something. I don't know. But I just like the man just do something, like, strong. Like, choke me. I don't know. Strong. It feel good.
So all you men out there that being all kind and gentle and turn over this way, please, and turn that way, baby. And this, y'all all wrong. You heard it right here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. The women like to be manhandled. They like to be.
Not
they
saying
like to
all the time.
Choked.
It don't got to be every time. But just once in a while, that pulling that hair and choking is, like, yeah, daddy, give it to me. Yeah, like, ooh. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't say it like that. You're gonna have every man out here choking a woman tonight. Well, you can't get no
when
worse.
You bite
than
that bottom lip, they do all that. You bite that bottom lip, yeah, daddy, and bite that bottom lip, damn.
You can't get no worse than Tracy. I think she was on here 2 weeks ago, and she said right after the show, meet me at Masonic Temple. Me and my girl sucking dick all night, Masonic Temple. 250 uh-uh. Broadway, right after the show.
No, she did.
So you ain't nobody topped that one yet. Nah, for real though. You know, a lot of females like that choking thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, what can I say? You know what I mean? all right. This one is a little naughty. When you having sex with a man, do you want to spread your own butt cheeks, or do you want a man to pull your butt cheeks open?
What's he doing? Anal?
Oh shit! This girl don't play.
What
is y'all?
That? Spread my butt cheeks open for? What am I spreading my butt cheeks open for?
You know what I'm saying? Like when a man grip your ass when you're on top of him and he pull your ass open. Do you want to do it yourself or do you want him to do it? We didn't get to anal. That was my next question. You were having a little head.
What are you talking about? I don't know. Whatever, like whatever, like type of move. I don't know. Just I go with the flow. Like I really don't think about things like that with him. Just
now,
whatever happens.
Now look. Now we can talk about it. Anal, yes or no?
It depends. Preferably no, but it depends.
Yeah, we haven't had a lady say no yet. Everybody is like, maybe, yeah, this, that. Oh, Tracy, the one that was saying she's sucking dick at Masonic Temple after the show, she told us on here, she said, I'll let a man do anal with me, but I don't like it because it's a lot of pain. But if it pleasure my man, I do it. But I got one stipulation, and I asked her, what was that? She said, if he fucked me in the ass, he got to let me fuck him in the ass next. And the phone lines went crazy when she said that.
All right, well, I almost died from anal. That's why I don't like anal. I almost died from it.
What?
So I don't mess with anal. I almost died from anal sex, so I don't deal with like that.
You almost died from anal sex?
So my partner gave me, we did that, and I guess he didn't clean his penis off very well, and then I got an infection. So then I'm thinking, I still had a bump on me. I'm thinking, oh, I got I'm going to take a bath and soak the bump and go down. I finally couldn't walk for like 2 days, and then I went to the emergency room, and the doctor was like, if you waited another day, you would have got sepsis and you would have died, because obviously he didn't clean his penis well enough, and he gave me anal, and then it gave me affection that almost got to my blood system and almost died. I couldn't walk for 2 days. I had to take the, from my house, I had to take, I couldn't walk up the street to the store, in the corner store. I had to take a cab to the corner store to get food. I'm like, why can't I walk to the corner store? Why can't I walk? And I found the emergency room, and I thought I couldn't walk at all anymore, and that's what he told me. He was like, another day you would have got sepsis and you could have died.
Oh, shit. From anal sex?
Right, because he didn't clean his, we did the regular way, and then he went to the back, and he went to the back, and I guess you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to wipe off your penis as a man before you go do that. You can't go hop to the front to the back. You got to clean off your penis. Whatever.
Wow.
And then he didn't clean himself properly, and it gave me like almost like that's what happened.
And you see, you really educated my listeners on that, and you educated me like crazy. Like, I'm not even a big fan of that. You know what I'm saying? I only want that special, like birthdays and holidays. Like, I'm not even into that. But now you just scared me on that one. I might just cut that completely out to like maybe once a year.
No, you can do it. Just make sure you got to clean. You can't go from front to back like that. You got to clean your penis off. Because you know that the front is one area of the vagina, and then you go into the back. I think he did from the front to the back. He did back to front to back. I think that's what he was doing. He was like going back and forth with it, and he didn't clean himself properly in between. You know what I'm saying? So that causes infection because you're going from one your vagina to your butt, then your butt to your vagina, then back again. So that was what we messed up at, and that caused me to get an infection and almost caused me to die.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad you didn't die, for real.
Well, I'm glad. I couldn't walk. I'm like, why can't I walk? I could not walk. I stopped walking. It was so painful. I could not walk. And I'm like, why can't I? That's the only reason why I went to the emergency room. I'm like, I don't go to the doctor for nothing. So for me not to walk, I'm like, I got to go to the emergency room because I can't walk.
Wow, that's not a funny matter. That's something serious right there. That's crazy for real. That's definitely crazy. Whew, we gonna change that up then, because that fucked my head up. For real, you almost died from anal sex.
You gotta make sure you clean properly. You gotta make sure you clean properly when you have this, when you do stuff like that. You gotta make sure you just clean your vagina and clean your penis properly. And when you're doing back and forth stuff like that, when you have intimate with your partner.
Oh, wow. How about disabled? How you feel about, could you fall in love with a disabled person, a handicapped person, disabled?
No.
What the hell? You know, hurt. You know, what about all my disabled listeners out there?
I'm sorry, not here. I mean, there's someone for you. That's not me.
You didn't even ask me what kind of disabled. You just said, hell no. you keeps it real. For real. You perfect for this show. For real, though. Serious, though. You couldn't fall in love with a disabled person.
I'm not going to even look at you like that, no. I mean, men by themselves are their own handicap. I mean, no offense, but men are already slow as it is. I don't need a man that has a handicap and slow. No, we can't do both. So, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
So if a man was blind, you couldn't fall in love with him?
I hope you cross the street, and that's about it. Have a good day, sir. No, I'm not falling in love with you.
How about death?
No, unless you're already together and that stuff happens while we're already together. Now, okay, I'm gonna stay with you, but
how about the wheelchair?
No, not in the wheelchair. No, no crutches, no wheelchair, none of that. No, I'll be your friend. I'll help you cross the street.
Well, you, hey, Rod, you funny. You real, Rod. I'm gonna say the real B. I ain't gonna say that though. You real, Rod. For real. Look, you something else. Rob, Rob, where you at in your life right now? For real, I know you said you was single and happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where you at in your life right now? You just working, you got a good job, or you just looking for work? Where you at in your life right now?
Well, I work a little part-time job, and I hustle. I just hustle the rest of the time, hustle my books. I got my kids, my twins, they've been working since they're 4 months old, so they have their own business. They have their own little job. They go to work. So I'm just about making it happen.
You had some good jobs in your life.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I had great jobs in my life.
I gave it all up. I mean, you was working in Englewood Cliffs.
Yeah.
That's like Richtown. You able to get a good job. I know that because I read some of the book. I can't wait to finish reading the book. I might even have to have you back on here again when I finish reading the book, because if I could read 7 chapters and you got me like hooked, I know when I finish the book I'm gonna have more questions for you, for real.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be back here.
So look, I don't mean to cut you off. Where can people get your book? If you want them to get it from you personally, or if you want them to get it from an online, how can people get your book? Because you didn't sign the one you didn't sign the one that I got. Like,
what kind of author don't
sign their book?
I usually sign the book. I was rushing. I'm sorry. There's 2 ways you can get the book. Now, you can go to Amazon. Type in Beautifully Broken, The Life of Danielle Lee. It comes up. You can order it on Amazon, or you can go follow me on Instagram at beautifullybroken_the_novel. Again, that's _beautifullybroken_the_novel. And then the link in the bio where you can buy it, and that's coming personally from me, and I will have it signed for you. So if you follow me, you get it from me, signed. If you go on Amazon, it will not be signed, but you can get it from Amazon and have it delivered to you the next day.
Okay, so they can get your book. They can get your book off of Amazon, or they can follow you, or they could follow you on Instagram and get the book, right?
Right. The link in the bio on my Instagram page. You click it and come right to me, and I will sign the book and put it in the mail for you the next day.
Okay. All right. So everybody out there, you heard her. You can get the book on Amazon. Or if I give them your Instagram again.
It's at beautifullybroken_the_novel. I'm assuming everybody knows how to spell beautifully. So
somebody texted me and said for me to tell you, they said, tell her when I did my book, I was afraid of hurting my dad. So was anyone she was a, oh, somebody told me to ask you, when they wrote when you did your book, were you afraid of hurting anybody or them being ashamed for, I guess, how they treated you or how you treated them?
Well, at first I was felt like that. And after a while, I was like, this is my life. This is my opinion. They might not even take it the same way. I'm like, oh, what is she talking about? That's not what I meant or that's not what I did. But I wrote the book on how I felt, how I took it. If they could take it any way they want, I really don't care at the end of the day, because this is my feelings in the book. So if they don't like it, that's not my problem. That's their problem. And plus, why are they reading the book? If they don't like me or feel some type of way, they shouldn't be buying the book anyway. But if you want to pay my book, that's how I feel about it. And if you don't like it, oh, damn well.
Yeah, that's true. That's how I felt when I wrote my book. Somebody hit me up and said, if you being choked, do that make you have orgasm faster?
I don't know, but it feels good. It just feels better. It just feels maybe so, because it feels good, I guess.
I wish somebody else would call up here who another female who like to get choked. I see a million numbers up here, and it's one number I see up here that I know that they like to get they like to be choked. I wish somebody would come up here. That choking shit. I'm gonna do a show just on choking,
You need to be choking
real,
and pulling hair,
because
pulling hair is just as good as choking.
Just on choking a female. Yo, Rod, you just what I thought you would be, and more, like, for real. You cool. You didn't, I don't think you dodged, maybe. You only dodged one question I asked you, and that was the age question, how old you was. you didn't dodge any question. I really thought you was gonna dodge the, do you pull your butt cheeks open? But you fooled me on that. You said, what you talking about, anal? So I thought you thought that one was going to push you over the top, but it did. But I told
but it's
you.
It's confusing. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's all about fun. It's all, you know, I mean, my show, a lot of people take things out of context, but it's all about fun. That's all it is. You know what I mean? And education, fun and education. And you know how they say each one teach one, because people could really learn a lot from you. And if I feel sorry for people who missed the show, but they could listen to it tomorrow or another day, because I'm going to repost it, because people I kind of feel like I didn't tap into the book enough, but see, I only read like 6 or 7 chapters, so I can't really go that deep into it. I just could tell people that the chapters, as far as I read, that I couldn't put it down. I was reading it this morning at the gym. I was reading it today when I was in my car. I was reading it when I was home, and I can't wait to finish the book. And before we let Rod go, if anybody out there on the line and you want to press 1, you want to ask her a question, this is your chance to press 1. If you clicked on the link, you have to call in. If anybody didn't get her information correct and you want to support, you know what I mean, support a book, you know, you could do that. And is it anything you want the listeners to know about you, or is it anything you want to say to anybody or to me or anybody that's listening, or anything you want to say?
I just want to say that we should all learn to love ourselves before we extend ourselves to anybody else. Learn to enjoy life. We only live once. Tomorrow's not promised. Appreciate those who appreciate you, and just be thankful for all the things that you have, because it always could be worse.
Right. That's a fine way to end it. And I just want to know, do you still feel like you felt when you was young about sex? Do you still feel the same way?
No, I don't. I feel like sex, it has no real meaning behind it if you don't have real feelings for somebody. So to me, it's pointless. I haven't had sex in a while, and I'm totally content with that, because I don't want to just have sex. I want to have sex with feeling. Like, I want it to mean something, not just be just an orgasm or just 5 minutes or 45 minutes of then it's like nothing after that. I don't want that. I want it to be something. I want it to mean something. I want it to be with somebody I have feelings for, and if I can't get that, I don't want it. I can watch
pleasure. Let's talk about that. You haven't had sex in a while?
Yeah.
It's not bothering you?
I mean, we all human. We all have wants. Like, we all have, like, we want affection and stuff like that. I mean, this time like that, I'm like, oh, yeah. But I'm like, I have to think about it. Like, do I really just want to have sex just to have sex? Or do I want meaningful sex? And I'd rather have meaningful sex. So at the end of the day, what's more important? It's about self-control, learning to control yourself and your body, control your mental, focus on other things. I keep busy, so I don't really focus that much on it anyway, because I'm always doing something busy. So money's my boyfriend. That's why I'd rather do out getting money. That's all. Focus on that, and now I ain't worried about sex right now. I ain't worried about a man right now.
Right. So you never really been, you never been married?
No.
Do you want to be married?
Yeah, I want to be married. I would love to be married. I think I'd be the best wife ever. But, I mean, I got to be in love with the person, obviously. You know what I mean? Like I said, being in love takes a lot of work to get to that word love. You can care about somebody, appreciate somebody, have love for somebody, but actually being in love, that's not, no, just 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Wow. And how about your kids? They all good? I know you said you had twins and everything.
I have a 19-year-old. He's out the house. I got a 7-year-old. He's good. My twins is good. I mean, I take care of them. They very good. They spoil. They great in life. I wish I had their life.
How about, and you got your oldest daughter?
Yeah, she's out the house. She's grown.
Oh, okay. That's the one, you know, you talk about a lot. In the first chapters I read, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was really there with you when you was finding your way in life. You know what I mean? And that's good, because y'all get, you know, she could, well, I guess she could relate to a lot of things that, you know, one thing, what I'm trying to say is one thing in the book, you always showed your love. No matter what you was going through, like your daughter was number one.
I mean,
you know,
I feel like
as
an older person, I feel like I kind of did not show her that love. I was too busy trying to get a man or go to the club, and I think as a mother, kind of slacked. I was young. Now that I'm older, I'm a mother to other kids. And I feel like, damn, I didn't do this for my other daughter because I wanted to be in the club. I was young. So it made people like, oh, you was a good mother. And I'm like, no, I really wasn't a good mother because I could have did better. But, you know, we all young. We got to live and learn. Your first child is usually like your experiment because you really know what you're doing anyway. So it's like you don't even know what to do half the time with the first child. So you kind of like not doing as much as you can because you don't even know what to do yourself. And then once you have other kids,
are
you're
you
like,
still,
okay, now I know what to do.
You know, when you had me going, I'm going to tell you when you had me going. And I was like saying, damn. Why, Danielle or Rob, why, Danielle, when you didn't go to work the next day in Englewood? Was that Englewood? Was that Englewood?
That was Englewood, yeah.
And you had did that little thing, and you had to, I'm not going to tell people because I want them to get the book. You did that thing, and you had to go to work the next weekend or whatever to cover up what you had did, and you didn't go to work because you wanted to, you laid in bed with your man all day. And I was like, yo, you really had me going with that part in that book. I was like, no, Danielle, no. Why you didn't just go to work?
I know.
Why you just didn't go to work?
That day is so memorable in my mind. I can remember exactly what happened that day. And I'm like, why did I do that? I should have went to work. Like, and I knew I had to go to work. I wrote it on my calendar. I have to be at work today. That was the devil.
I mean, he was like, no, I'm not going to go. I'm like, oh, no. She knew. She said she knew she had to go to work to cover up her tracks. And she didn't go to work. And I was like, oh, man. She lost the job. And she knew she had to go to work. I'm like, oh,
right.
No.
I knew that was my theory. Stupid. Like, sex is not that important. I'm risking everything for some sex. Like, really?
And that's how I felt about like that book, it makes you like when an author can bring you in, you know, to real life with them on a book. That's actually what you did. Like, you made me like I was living it with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's a good thing when you could do that.
That's what's
up. You know, what about your other books you got? You said you had some other books you was working on.
Well, I have another book that's out. It's in English and in Spanish. It's called Mia. It's based on my twins, so it's called Mia and Maya Twin Adventures. It's a two-story children's book. The first story is about bullying. I'm teaching the twins about bullying. One of them bullies the one friend, and I teach them about what bullying is and not to do it, and like bring the kid away so they can understand. And the second story is called Mama Dad, which talks about they're at school and they're talking about like the mother and father, and they say, I don't have a dad, and they make fun of my daughter. She comes home calling to me, to my mom, I don't have a dad, and then I explain to them they're still special, they're still loved without a dad, and then at the end, of course, they understand and they're happy, so I call that Mama Dad because they call me Mama Dad at the end because I'm their mom and their dad. So it helps kids that don't have a mother and a father, they come from a single mother household, it helps them to appreciate they're still special, they're still loved, even if one parent is not around.
Okay. Keep writing. Don't stop. You know what I mean? Keep writing. You know what I mean? And I wish you I wanna thank you for coming on the show. And I wanna wish you nothing but the best in whatever you do. You know, I know we kept playing phone tag, but everything happened for a reason, 'cause I really felt good about this interview with you. You know what I mean? I really did. You definitely was a good guest to interview. You know what I mean? And I'm really hoping that I'm gonna keep promoting your book. You know what I mean? I'm gonna promote it because I really, really, really want people to read that book. And I haven't even finished reading yet, but I really want people to read your book, so I'm going to continue to promote it. I hope you continue to, you know, support the show.
Now that I listen to you, yeah, you're kind of cool.
When I finish, I'm too dark for you though. I'm too dark. I'm darker than you. When I finish reading your book, I definitely want you to come back on the show because I know I'm gonna have. I only read like 6 or 7 chapters, and I think the book is what 16 chapters.
Yeah, around there, 16 or 17, one of them, yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely know I'm going to have a lot more to talk to you about, and I would love to have you back if you're willing to come back. And,
I want your whole input on the book when you read. I would like to hear everything you got to say about it.
It's a good book. It's a good book. It really helped me out. It really helped me understand how you know, how young girls think. Not all of them, but a lot of them. You know, a lot of girls think just like you think. You know what I mean? Because I was a street dude. You know what I mean? I started hanging out 17th Ave when I was 15 years old, and I hung out there until I was 30 years old. And I remember the girls walking by from out of town and stuff like that. And I have heard girls say stuff like, "Wow, all y'all guys on 17th Ave, you know, is nice looking and know how to dress," so I could relate. But when you was throwing out like different streets like Rosa Park Boulevard and Park Ave and East 19th and Summer Street and all that, and the Fourth Ward and all, like you really hit Patterson. You didn't leave no rocks unturned. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really didn't. Like, you really lived in some of the hardest sections in Patterson. Like, and then some of the times you was catching buses, and I was like, wow. I was like really living that book with you. You know what I mean? And I can say it again. It's a good book.
Well, I made
I'm not
it
gonna
real
lie, no
cause it was real. I gave the bus numbers. I used to get the bus numbers at 770. I was saying, like, making it so people can really visualize. That's from this area. They can really visualize because they know the bus numbers. They know the street, like how the streets are. So you could actually visualize it because you know how the area is or what bus it is, or, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of can pitch yourself there.
And when you said your water broke when you was, what, 4 months pregnant or something like that?
Yeah.
When you said your water broke and it took you 2 hours, you took 2 buses to get to the doctor's office, and then they made you wait another 30 minutes or something at the doctor's office. See, I really read the book. And then you wet up the seat on the bus and a seat at the doctor's office, and you went through the whole thing with the loss of the baby and all that. Like, I really read the book. I really was there with you. And like I said, when I finish reading the book, I'm definitely going to have you back. And I'm not going to hold you up no longer because I can go on and on because I'm tipsy now. But I think I answered. I'm hoping I'm answered all the questions. Somebody texted me saying to tell you once you go handicapped, you never go back. So we're going to leave it. We're going to... So I'm gonna make sure nobody ain't on the line. Nah, ain't nobody on the line. I'm gonna make sure that I'm gonna let you go now. I'll be in touch with you though, Ra. And
all right.
If anybody wants the book and they don't know how to get in touch with you, I'm definitely gonna get in touch with you and let you know. And I'm not giving nobody your book. Because that's what people used to piss me off. They used to give people my book and pass it around. I used to be like, don't give them my book. Let them buy my book. Even though either way it's support. You know what I'm saying? So I sent the book to one guy in prison, and he told me he, like, lived good for 2 years off my book because he had, like, a library, like a list on the wall. And every time somebody checked the book out, they brought it back. They had to check it out. He gave it to somebody else, and he was getting food and everything for my books. That's the move, I'm telling you. Oh, somebody want? Can you take one more? Can you take one more caller before I let you go?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna take one more caller before I let you go. Then I'll let you get out of here. Hold on 1 second. 3-3-0-1-2. You on the line?
Oh.
3012.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, what's the deal?
Hey, chilling, man. Chilling, man. Great show tonight, man.
Hey, yo. Rob.
Yeah.
This is a disabled person right here. So you want to give it to her raw now. Give it to her raw. She said, no way, no how, no shape, no fashion. You can't do that. I ain't going to be able to do it.
I ain't going to hang
you
again.
What's up?
Angry
what's going
for?
On, man? Huh?
He said she never met RJ Williams before.
She never met you before.
Nah.
This Dre, Rob, the one that sent you the video.
I figured that's what it was. I figured that.
Yeah.
He's up in the
rehabilitation center. He just got out the hospital and they sent him to a rehab. So I told everybody, you know, we sending well wishes and prayers for you. What's going on? What's up with the deal, man?
I'm calling, man. I'm just telling you, know, trying to get ready to get out of here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything you want to tell Rob before I let her go?
Yeah, Corey, God bless you. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of you. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of black women, you know, doing their thing where you're doing your thing. So I honor you for that. I need that book, too. I need my book signed. So,
he needs that book signed, Rob.
You know what? Since you're disabled, I'm going to bring it to you. You can do it on a service.
It's perfect.
She said she'll bring it to you.
Right.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Just hit me up and
tell
me information. I bring it to you.
Yeah.
All right. So look, we gonna hold on, Dre. I'm getting ready to let Rob go. Hold on.
Thank you, Dre. It's been
a pleasure. You like. So I got a rate. I know people text me like, yo, this show is the bomb, and yo, this is a good show and stuff like that. So I didn't try to get too nasty and all that. You know, I tried to stay under radar, even though you was ready for everything I shot to you, you was ready for it. You know what I mean? And if anything I said out of line, I ain't mean to offend you or nothing like that. It's just I call my show the craziest podcast in the land, so I got to be kind of crazy sometimes. But we all adults.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You kept all right. You kept the moderate.
And with the life you lived, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to be doing this raffle, so if you want breakfast and head.
I don't know what are you talking about? Like, I don't, you want real head? Like, we're going to,
we're going to bring you breakfast and you're going to get head. Breakfast and head.
Oh, no, I'm good. I don't like touching me like that. I don't know you like that. Know what I'm like that?
Hey, yo.
No, it ain't mouth in there. I'm good. You say, oh, y'all enjoy.
Hey, yo, Rob. Hey, Rob. It's a lot of things I can say when you just say what you said, but I'm going to tell people it's a lot of damn things I can say right now. Don't forget, I read the book. I'm gonna just leave it out there because I'm gonna say one thing. I gotta say one thing and then I'm gonna let you go. I remember somewhere in the book where the guy pulled out a condom, and you know what you said next, right? We don't say it. Let people read the book about it. We ain't gonna say it.
You got me lost. Like, what are you talking about?
You don't know what you said?
No.
You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
No. Let's make them read the book. Let's make them read the book.
All right.
I don't want
to
say
it. All right.
I'll text you what you said.
Yeah, text that to me. What are you talking about?
I'll text you what you said. I don't want to put it out there. Y'all got to read the damn book to find out what she fucking said. when the guy pulled out the condom. Y'all buy the book and find out what the fuck she said, because, you know, I donated, you know what I mean? And I know what she said. So if everybody out there want to know what she said when the guy pulled out the condom, y'all buy the damn book, because I'm not telling you nothing, nothing at all. Yo, Ra, go ahead, Ra. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Ra. Yo, you cool as hell, for real. You know what I'm saying? And you've been a guest of the guests. You know what I mean? And
thank you, I appreciate it.
And that's it. I'll be in contact with you. As soon as I finish the book, I'll bring you back on.
All right then. I appreciate that. I look forward to that.
All right. All right. All right.
You have a good night. Thank you for having me on.
Ah, man, that was R.D. Bush, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Author of Beautifully Broken, man. That was I liked that interview, for real. It was real. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to be right back. Let me see what song I want to go to. I want to hear something different. I want to hear something I ain't hear in a while. Man, that interview was dope, wasn't it? Fast interview, man. It really was, man. It really was. What do I want to hear? Oh, that's right, Dre. You said Fly Boy, right? Dre, you still on the line?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one, Fly Boy Grizzly?
Yeah. It's that new shit, my man, Fly Boy. The CDP out real soon.
We're going to play this new song by Fly Boy. I think it's West Coast music. Everybody, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on the line, you know what I mean, before we end the show. No infections, no yeast. I slowed down on that, but that's still my logo. We be right back with the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love.
Some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm on Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bag long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meagles, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bankrolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist, and we're in a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-sweeze. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. Huh. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm on Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on this chain cause I saved. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the color nick. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I felt like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffing. Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm on Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We got about nine, ten minutes left to the show. I really enjoy this shit. I'm telling you. I try to stop saying I was skeptical about doing this radio show when I first started. My man Dre had been trying to get me to do the radio show for about 2 years. No lie, about 2 years. And I finally got around to doing it. And I still wasn't really crazy about it. But now I think I'm really coming into my own, you know, because everybody know I went to college for journalism. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm a journalist, you know, with integrity. And I'm just doing the best that I could do. And if I say something sometimes, some shit that might sound explicit, or if I use profanity, think of me as a work in progress. Think of me as on-the-job training, but don't forget to think of me as a winner, because I'm not a loser and I don't quit. And for everybody who support me out there, if you support me, you support me. If you listen every week, then you listen every week and you support me, and I take my hat off. My heart goes out to you. For everybody who listen every week, I mean, I could call the names out, but you know who you are. I'm just a person that always wanted the world to know his name. And that's how I mean when I wrote my first book. And that's how what I wanted when I wrote my first movie. And that's what I want when I'm doing this podcast. And it's out-of-pocket money. I don't have all the sponsors I need. I don't get donations that I want occasionally. But it's okay, because in due time, people are going to know my name. And they're going to know this podcast. And everybody in their living room on Friday nights, they'll be listening to this show. When they driving down the highway, they'll be listening to this show. People in the hospital at the nurses' stations, they'll be listening to this show. The police station at the police desk, they'll be listening to this show. People working third shift, they'll be listening to this show. Driving to work, on the way home, sitting in the house and drinking beer, you're going to know this fucking show. Because I'm Jay Sean. And I'm here for a reason. I'm not here for a season. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And I'm going to take over this podcast shit. 1 week at a time. And if I only got 10 listeners, man, fuck it. I'm gonna be the bomb for them 10 listeners. The same way if I had 1,000 listeners, that's how I'm gonna be. You know what I mean? Because that's how my father taught me. Said, do your best. Said, whatever you do your best. And he couldn't read or write, but he came from the cotton fields of Georgia to own businesses, to own homes. He signed his name with an X. Dropped out of school in the fourth grade. So that's why I moved. That's why I do what I do. I do what I do for him. My mother, who made me read at 5 years old, 6 years old, had me talking in front of whole church congregations at 8 years old, giving talks in front of a whole fucking congregation of people, reading 3 times a week till I was 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, It went from an hour a day to 45 minutes a day. And when I got about 14 years old, and I didn't want to read no more, you're going to read something. You're going to read 15 minutes a day. So I do this for my moms. Rest in peace. And all that is into me. So when I'm reading and I'm writing and I'm doing this talk show, I'm doing this shit for a legacy. I'm doing this shit for my children. I'm not doing this shit just to be doing this shit. I'm a very intelligent black man. And just because I get up here and I talk about fuck love and shit like that, that don't mean nothing. The people who believe in love, I don't discourage them. If you believe in love, that's good for you. If you want love, that's good for you. If you believe in it, if you searching for it, whatever you doing with that fucking love, that's okay with me. But when I say I'm Mr. Fuck Love, that's what I mean. And I say it again. Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. And people want to say, oh, you can't blame this person for that person's mistakes and that person for this person's mistakes. And I say, fuck you. I'm blaming everybody for everything. And I'm not perfect myself, but I damn sure try to be. I don't lie. I don't steal. That's not my motto. I'm too old to run around and fuck with a million bitches. I could barely take care of one. Women. My bad, I said bitches. Women. I could barely take care of one. Sex just ain't what it used to be. And for people still running around having it, God bless you, but protect yourself. Because there's some dirty, nasty pussy running around here. And people sucking and fucking and all that, and it's just crazy. I remember when this old man told me, man, I was joking with him about eating pussy, and he screamed on me and said, man, that pussy is the nastiest thing in the world. It bleed, it discharge, piss, yeast, and then a woman wants you to suck it. And they know, females know, don't get me wrong, females know how nasty they pussy is. Females know how stink they pussy is. Females know, they know when they look at their panties, they know about discharge, they know about urine and periods, and they know about that, but they still open up and try to make a man suck on their pussy. Death to your mouth. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on the nigga. Shame on the nigga to try to run game on the nigga. I'm just talking. Don't pay no attention to me. I used to love oral sex. For real, I did. Once upon a time. But now I don't give a fuck. I don't ask for no head. I don't want to eat no coochie. And that's that. But look, the show is about to be over. I want to thank everybody that called on, all my listeners, everybody that clicked on the link. Yo, I want to thank everybody that called in, everybody, the guy from Brooklyn, Andre Farge Nance. I want to give a big shout out to R.D. Bush. She was the bomb. She was the best. She kept it real. She sat on the hot seat and made it lukewarm. Girl, you ain't no joke. And I want to have you back on the show. Even though you don't like dark-skinned men. So everybody stay tuned. I'll see you next week. No infections, no yeast. Be safe, COVID free. You gotta and live well. It ain't how you live, it's how you die. Peace. No infection, no yeast. From Randy Jackson, a.k.a. the relationship guru, the self-appointed, himself, self-appointed relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.